Twelfth Night by William Shakespeare, introduced by Richard Eyre.
Twelfth Night was the crown and the end of the 12 days of increasingly wild festivities that made up Christmas for the Elizabethans. The title of Shakespeare's last comedy, Twelfth Night or What You Will, means something like, you could call it a wild party. But there's probably irony here. Certainly the comedy makes us smile throughout, and the scene in which Malvolio finds his love letter and resolves to wear smarter, sexier garters is one of the funniest in the theatre. But Twelfth Night isn't a riot. It matters to us that the ambitious and arrogant middle-class steward is fooled by the time-wasting aristocrats whom he has insulted, coolly aware of rank, reticent and enigmatic. Full of courtly manners and exquisite speech, this is a wholly haunting play that can be seen to be an elegy for comedy itself. The action is dreamily constructed out of dramatic situations that have already featured in previous comedies by Shakespeare, The Shipwreck, The Identical Twins, The Faithful Lonely Friend Called Antonio, The Girl Who Has to Woo Another Girl for the Man She Loves. There is a kind of elegiac quality here that's echoed in the play's atmosphere and the people. It's into this landlocked world, which Shakespeare calls Illyria, but is really the land of romance, that the shipwrecked twins Viola and Sebastian are blown one after another. By disguise and other multiplications of illusions, they begin to teach the dreamers what love and life are really like. Sebastian, by his simplicity, Viola, by her devout complexity. But the real underminer of dignity in the play, and it does follow Twelfth Night ceremonies.